The Philadelphia School Board last night voted down a $10 million plan that would have reopened the swimming pool at the rec center at Sayre High School in West Philly. As we hear from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo, board members expressed concerns about priorities.
The dilapidated Sayre High School swimming pool has been closed for nearly 5 years. Before the school board Thursday rejected a $10 million rehab, City Councilmember Jamie Gaultier pleaded with the panel to approve the project.
This isn't just about swimming. It's about taking a heavily used resource away from kids and families in a neighborhood that is both besieged by gun violence and lacking in safe recreational spaces.
Board members acknowledged the need, but Board President Joyce Wilkerson questioned the project, noting the district faces $5 billion in deferred maintenance on its buildings.
It is a mistake for us to consider this without having it considered in the context of our broader capital program.
And board member Maria McColgan noted the $10 million cost.
How many amazing playgrounds could we build with this much money?
The district owns the pool that the city rec center used. Board member Julia Danzi suggested a plan to share expenses with the city to get the pool reopened. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.